The scripture readings this weekend are meant to be an examination of conscience for religious leaders, for pastors and bishops and the Pope and everybody else. It's a call to accountability. Jesus uses incredibly strong language as he challenges the religious leaders of his own day. He says they have been given the responsibility to teach, so listen to what they say. But do not follow their example. While they talk the talk, they rarely walk the walk. They are so much in love with keeping everything neat and tidy that they promulgate all kinds of laws and they lay them on the shoulders of ordinary garden variety people. And religion then becomes a burden. Religion becomes a struggle. Faith in God is made difficult. And even though they pile all these burdens on the shoulders of others, they are unwilling to lift even the little finger to help them carry those burdens. How many times has the church heaped burdens on the shoulders of ordinary human beings? Ways in which Christian life became very difficult for people. Participation in sacraments became difficult for people. A sense of closeness to God became difficult for people. An overriding sense of being not good enough or unworthy kept people away from the practice of their faith. It's happened. It happens in every generation. And it happens in all religions. When the law finds itself number one, and the gospel is relegated to number two, when that happens, get out of town, because you're going to get hurt. There's just no two ways about it. Jesus goes on and says, all that they do for show. They want to be seen. So they widen their phylacteries and they lengthen the tassels on their garments. The phylacteries are those little leather pouches or boxes that the observant Jew will fashion to his forehead and to his left arm at the time of prayer. And in those little pouches or those little boxes, there's a scrap of parchment. And on that parchment is written the great commandment. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. You will love the Lord your God with all your mind and heart and soul and strength. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. And it's meant to be on your head and on your arm, on your left arm, by the artery that goes to the heart, so that you never forget in your mind and your heart that all of this is about God's gracious love. So that's what the purpose of the phylacteries is. But these people, they made ornate ones that were large and would call attention to themselves. And they just love to be brought to the front table in the banquets and to the front seats in the synagogue. You know, the front seats in the synagogue aren't those chairs. In Catholic churches, almost nobody sits in those chairs. The front seats are in the back here. They're against the wall. To Because the regular seats are just benches. They're just like picnic benches. They're very narrow and very uncomfortable. And they don't have any backs to them. So you can't rest. But if you take the front seats, then you can lean against the wall. Close your eyes and snooze a bit. Years ago when I was in Cairo, I attended Mass one morning at a Coptic church. I don't understand a single syllable of the language spoken, and the liturgy was long. It was over 2 hours long. And clearly it was picnic benches that you sat on. And against the back of the sanctuary were the front chairs, and that's where the elders sat, and the deacons sat, and the people in charge sat. And the Mass went on and on and on. And I got tired. And so I began to slouch. And then I became uncomfortable and started to shift positions. And at one point, I crossed my legs. And one of those guys in the back came right down up to me, and he had a switch in his hand, and he slapped me across the knee. And he said, "Sit up." I never went back. Well, that's what those Pharisees were doing. They were the synagogue police, making sure that everybody was doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing, because they're the ones who knew the law. Jesus says you can't be that way. That if you want a position of leadership among his disciples, then you must be willing to serve others. And that the one who exalts himself, that one is going to be brought low. That one's going to be humbled. And the one who humbles himself, that one's going to be lifted up. Now, Jesus never says that the demands of the gospel are easy. But what he does do is he accepts people where they are. And he begins with them where they are. And he teaches, he instructs, he encourages, both by word and by example. The first reading is, if you will, Paul's answer to the challenge that Jesus lays out in the gospel. Paul is talking to a young church that he has helped found, the church in Thessalonica. He says, "We may have made demands on you in the name of the gospel, but remember, we were gentle, like a nurse tenderly caring for children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very lives. For you have become so dear to us. We constantly give thanks to God for this, that when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as what it really is, the word of God, which to this day remains at work within you." That's the spirit that Paul says religious leadership must be exercised with. And that's the spirit with which Jesus challenges disciples. Do not behave like the scribes and the Pharisees. They may have beautiful words, but their actions are really skinny. In every generation in the life of religious communities, those challenges need to be faced. Because the ugly head of arrogance raises itself quite often. In the 1700s, there was a movement in France, a movement that was led by a group of religious women, the nuns of Port Royal. And this movement basically said that human beings, you and me, are really unfit for the kingdom of God unless we can be rigorously penitential. And they had some of the toughest rules that they expected people to obey. They saw anything that was physical as being of the devil. Well, they worked havoc in Europe. They destroyed millions of people's faith, and they caused untold amount of psychological damage in people's lives. And finally, they were condemned. And in the statement of condemnation, the following words were written. The women of Port Royal, while being pure as angels, are as arrogant as devils. And that's precisely what Jesus says. They talk a good line, but they don't live it. Well, today we recommit ourselves to a kind of community leadership that is modeled on the mercy and the goodness and the love of God. And we ask the Lord God that he might bless all of us, that we might avoid the temptation to exalt ourselves and might live in humble stand before the gospel of Jesus.